Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders. Listen as they identify factors that drive innovation and measure significant business results. Be inspired and influenced by their insights and outcomes. Hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC.
Well, welcome to Significant Business Results Radio. I'm your host, Fran McNeil, and joining me in the studio today is Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson of Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. Dr. Daphne, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Fran. I am wonderful.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Excellent, excellent. So excited that you're on the show. The guests don't know, but we've been having a wonderful conversation prior to the show. So we're all warmed up. We're all awake. This was an early morning, but that's okay. We're ready to face it with excitement. And
yes.
I am really glad that you're on the show. So let's get started. Dr. Daphne, as you know, you're welcome. I often ask guests, what's the significant story behind them being an entrepreneur? And I know you shared some real gems with me, and I'm hoping that you'll share some of those with the audience.
Yes, I certainly will do that, Fran.
Good, thanks. So what is your significant story behind being an entrepreneur?
Well, I chose to be an entrepreneur because I wanted to reach out and help people in a special way. I noticed people were hurting, and I knew that there was something that was missing in their life, and I know I could help out. So I said, being an entrepreneur is one way to do that.
Okay. So let's go back even further. What was it about maybe your childhood experience or your professional experience when you started your career that kind of put you on the path of caring about other people, paying attention to their pain, and wanting to be someone that helps them move forward?
You know, when I mention about being a nurse, people always say, oh, you were a nurse. But even when I was doing nursing in Jamaica, I did it differently. I never just served my patients via medicine. I always get into conversation with them. I wanted to find out about them as an individual, and their diagnosis was second. So I always do my best to have a conversation with them. Little did I know that later on in my life I would be coaching. Even when I was doing the nursing, my coworkers would say to me, Clark Hudson, why you always have to talk to everybody?
Okay. So that's interesting. So you were a nurse. Did you, when you were younger, did you know that you wanted to be a nurse?
No. My mother pre-programmed me because my mother, Fran, was an asthmatic. And when she would have her attacks, I would have to stay home from school to be her nurse because my father, being a farmer, was out working the field. So I used to take such good care of my mother when she was having a problem breathing. I would climb up on the high bed, and I would brace her chest against mine just so she would breathe easily. I don't know where I learned that from. And Mama always said to me, you're going to be a nurse one of these days. You're going to be a real nurse, she would say, and you're going to wear a uniform and you're going to get paid. Unfortunately, I lost my mother when I was 13.
Oh, wow. Wow. Sorry to hear that. So in losing your mother and having that opportunity to have the memory while you were younger, that, it sounds like, was part of the motivation to be a nurse.
Yes, because I tell you, everyday, Fran, even though that I grew up, when I face challenging times, I can hear my mother's voice inside of me telling me, sweetie, you can do it. You can do it.
Mm.
So people say to me all the time, I don't know where you get your faith from. Part of my faith and my stick-to-itiveness comes from my early beginning and my mother assuring me I can do it.
Mm. That is powerful. It's really powerful. Mm-hmm. So let's fast forward to now. You have your own firm, Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. What's your specialty? Who do you work with? Tell us a little bit about your business now.
I empower individuals who have encountered any adversities in their lives. And I'm not only doing that based on my qualification or education or anything like that. I do that too because of my past experience, because I was once homeless with my 9-year-old child. When I encounter someone who has any kind of adversities, I can tell them, listen, I know what you're going through because I have been there. And with that being said, there is a sigh of relief to know that they are working with somebody who has experienced some kind of adversities. I've had 5 miscarriages in life. I've gone through a divorce. So I have encountered some adversities. So now as a coach, I work with my folks to transform and help them to reinvent their lives and to build their resilience IQ as well. Because if you can't bounce back in life, Fran, nothing is going to come for you. You have to learn to bounce back from whatever you go through, especially women. They have a challenging time to bounce back after adversity, and that's why my expertise and my skill is around building resilience and transformation.
Mm. Now, Dr. Jonathan, I know what resilience means, but how do you define that for your clients? And also, how might entrepreneurs who constantly face challenges and opportunities, how do you help them define resilience?
Resilience is when you can take the responsibility of what your truth is, regardless of how devastating, and you can work with a plan that you are going to bounce back from what you go through and you are going to catapult higher than before you had that adversity that you go through. So you have to, as I say, you must face your truth. So sometimes I use the scenario of saying, you're peeling back the onion. So you look at the truth, and sometimes, most times it's devastating for you to go through that, but you find out that you're not going to be able to bounce back or to heal from that unless you can face it head on. So it's, putting it down simple, is building your muscles to bounce back and know that you can bounce back, and that's your resilience, your belief in yourself.
And so I'm hearing you say transform, resilience, bounce back. And now you said your belief in yourself. As entrepreneurs, there are times that belief in oneself just kind of just disappears. You hear no. You might have a low bank account. You may lose an employee. You may find out that an employee you trusted is not trustworthy, or a vendor won't give you terms. Tell me more about bouncing back process. What are some tips that you have, particularly in the entrepreneurial space, for individuals?
The number one tip I will tell all entrepreneurs or those that are thinking of becoming an entrepreneur, don't do it alone. Don't be a lone ranger. You need to be around people who have walked the journey. There's absolutely no reason for us as young entrepreneurs to go back and reinvent the wheel. People are giving up because they tend to want to do it by themselves. They don't invest in mentors. They don't invest in coaches. They don't go to seminars. They don't read any books. They don't listen to the leaders who have done it. You cannot do it alone because most people are not of entrepreneurial mindset. So when you're going to depend on your spouses and your family member to help you out, they are not doing it because they are going to be saying, I told you so. I know that thing was not going to work. So you got to be around.
Point.
Yeah. You got to be around people who will tell you, yes, it will work, and here is how you get it to work. Because our spouses, those who have, and family members who are not of entrepreneurial mindset, they are sitting on the sideline waiting until you are successful to join you up front.
Mm-hmm.
They're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. So, In working with clients, I'm sure that you have many, many clients that are very excited to work with you and have gotten results that they're really happy about. Can you share one story of a client who really appreciated what you did for them and how you did for them and maybe identify the impact that it had on them and their business?
Right. There is one lady that I worked with, and she was already an established professional who had retired from two distinguished careers. And when she and I met and she started working with me, she was of the mindset that she really don't know why she hired me because she had everything she wanted. But as we worked together, and I identified certain spiritual skills and gifting that she had, she was able to create a whole new different business. And now she's on her way to authoring her second book. And she has evolved into a new woman, if you may, because when we started working, although she had money, her relationship with money was distorted. And as we worked together, we found out that that bad relationship with money started back when she was a girl, 5 years old, when her dad had said to her, "Do you think money grows on trees?"
Hmm.
And because of that, her first book had to do with that, the breakthrough she got with that. So that's just one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very, very exciting.
Thank you.
Coaching is challenging in some ways because it requires a lot of listening, it requires questions, and it requires sort of the personal experiences, sharing those personal experiences at relevant moments. You opened with the fact that you studied nursing, you enjoyed that, and now you're doing coaching. When you're coaching, what sort of qualifies you with many clients as the coach that they want to choose because of your background? What helps kind of attract people to you?
I take the time. I do a 55-minute intake session before I take any person on contract because I need to find out their past experiences, their hurts and everything that they are going through and what they are looking to accomplish. I want to make sure I am prepared to deliver what they are looking for. And I share this a lot of times when I speak, and I tell people, please don't hire somebody because they hand you a business card that tells you they are a coach. Your first question needs to be what kind of a coach you are, because coaching and coach is an overused word, and not everybody understands what it is. As a matter of fact, the Coaching Institute with Dr. Fred Heimstetter is where I was certified, and normally no one can come in for certification just because they say they want to make good money and easy money. They have to have work. Chad Heimstetter would not take them in that institute unless they have a personal experience working with a coach and have a connection, a deep spiritual connection with people where they can help them. So you got to know that you can deliver what it is that the person needs.
And when you work with people, who are the clients that you most love to work with? And what is it that you're uniquely able to give them?
I enjoy working with people that have limiting beliefs and negative mindset about themselves, and they came up with that because they have encountered adversity. And I can sit with them, I can show them how to dissect that negative experience and what lessons comes out of certain points and certain issues. And then we say, well, now, here is how you can carve this into a story that will make you have the most productive life. And on top of that, what they have gone through, I help them to connect with their God-given talents and purpose, because all of us born in this world, we're born for a reason. But not everybody understands and believes that. So people spend a lot of time looking on what other people are doing instead of doing the inner work. Tell people, you need to do a self-inventory so you can know why you're here. Why are you really here? A lot of people don't know that. So when you can identify why you were born and you truly believe and connect to that, then you can operate in your uniqueness and your authenticity. And nobody can touch you when you do what you're doing, because you are doing you.
Good point. Why is it that people sort of get stuck on this, what is everybody else doing?
I think they buy into to what society is saying. And people, because they are not tapping into their authenticity, you know that, yes, for example, there are many millions and millions of interviewers. However, you're still doing your show because you know nobody will ever do Fran McNeil. So other people would be looking at others and they would say, oh, you're going to be an Oprah, you're going to be a that. No, you're going to be the best Fran McNeil you are. And that's what people need to do.
Yeah.
You don't need to be anybody else. Just be the best version of yourself.
Very, very powerful advice. We were talking before the show about quotes or thoughts that help people stay on track. What's a quote or a thought that helps motivate you as a leader and a coach?
It's one of my own, and it says, do not settle for mediocrity because you are created for excellence. And this has been my sign, my invisible sign that I carry with me even when I'm encountering the downtimes and challenges and tribulations, I keep telling myself that, you know, it doesn't matter. I don't have to settle. Just keep going. Just keep going. And that too shall pass. So I know that I was created for greatness. Like I tell people, there's no quitting in my DNA because I was created for excellence.
Wow, powerful, powerful words to live by. Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, I know that there are people that are listening and want to know how to get in touch with you as well as Marquee Global Coaching and Professional Development. How should they, what's the best way for them to reach you?
All right, they could go to my website at DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com, and I have a free gift for them. It's 21 steps to help you identify your purpose and ignite your passion. And that is in a 37 minutes long DVD, right? And
okay, and is that the DVD something that's mailed to them or they download it as a MP3?
They download it. Once they put their email in, then they are going to get another email telling them how to download that. And I have one request that they do not share the DVD with their friends and neighbors. Instead, I would like for them to share the website so everyone can go and get their own DVDs.
Also,
by email, and I'm on social media too. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Periscope. I am on Twitter at Dynamic Daphne. I'm on Instagram as Diva Coach Daphne, on Facebook as Dynamic Daphne as well. Telephone number is 203-952. Let's do the emails. It's
okay. Fine. Fair enough.
Okay. The email they can use is dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And 203-885-5093 is the number that they can get me on. Can't believe I went blank on my own numbers.
no problem. Now, I'm going to have you, because I see some people texting me right now saying, okay, now, what is her website again? So if you'll just say that slowly so folks can jot that down.
It's Daphne, it's D-A-P-H-N-E, Clark with an E, Hudson, empowers.com. Daphne.
So empower.
E-Empowers.
Clark. Okay. So Daphne Clark Hudson Empowered.
Empowers with an S. .com.
Okay. And Powers. Yes. Excellent. Okay. And when they go to your website.
Oh, no.
That's helpful. So Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, Clark with an E, C-L-A-R-K-E, Hudson, like the river, Empowers, E-M-P-O-W-E-R-S.com. And they will see you in a beautiful gold dress with the marquee name in gold, and then you're saying that if they type in their email address, then they can actually get some reinvention and transformation coaching tips, correct?
Yes, and they get that free gift, too. That free gift. And
okay,
those who are on social media, I'm on Facebook Live, I am on Periscope, So I would love those who are on Facebook, I have a private Facebook group called Dynamic Daphne's Tribe. I would love to have people who are on Facebook. And on LinkedIn, I would love to connect with them because that's where you and I met, Fran. So.
Right. Excellent. Well, I am, just checking the time. It's been wonderful, and it's flown by so quickly. I do encourage people to go to your website. You have a number of ways that they can stay in touch with you. You've got information for meeting planners, where you speak and some of the topics. You have a newsletter and a blog, and there's certainly information about you and how they can book you. It's been wonderful connecting with you this morning. I know it's early, and I do appreciate that you can help people unleash their personal power and show them how to tap it for greater success. Dr. Daphne, thanks again for joining Significant Business Results Radio. I appreciate your
time
and your talent this morning.
Thank you for this opportunity, and thank you, listeners, for coming on and listening to me. Thank you, Fran.
You're welcome. Have a great rest of the day and a great weekend as we sort of walk into the weekend. It's Wednesday today, but every day is a great day, and every day is a great time to sort of look forward to the future and imagine the possibilities and make them real. So thanks again for being part of the show.
Thank you so very much, and I look forward to staying connected and adding some value. Thank you, and have a blessed week yourself.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, friends.
Significant Business Results Radio features concise and compelling interviews with entrepreneurs and business leaders, hosted by Fran McNeil, President of Significant Business Results, LLC. Follow Significant Business Results Radio on blogtalkradio.com/significantbusinessresults.